learning what into being means has never been more urgent. Has never been more urgent. So I'm going to come back to this again after our prayers, and I may say the same thing or I may say something a little bit different. But I want you to recognize that this is not a matter of theology or belief. It's actually a matter of saving our lives. It's actually a matter of our survival as a species, that we come to recognize the fact of our interbeing. That we are not isolated individuals, that we cannot privilege some groups over others without disastrous consequences, that we cannot ignore the rights of other species and of the plants and trees and waters and oceans and soils and earth of our planet without not just harming ourselves, but threatening our very existence. This is what interbeing means. And, you know, the great teachers of 4,000 years ago, when the population of the world was probably minuscule compared to now, I'm looking immediately at Paul because he's worked for 40 years in the Northern Territory, so I'm ashamed to say 4,000 years. I'm ashamed because, of course, Paul knows better than most of us in the room that some of this knowledge has been 60,000 more known to our family, our human family, and that all our indigenous peoples around the world know this, which is why the separations of colonization are so devastating. I mean, of course, they all had their faults. They didn't live in the Garden of Eden. But they knew where they belonged. And we've lost some of that. And we've lost the living truth that we belong to one another. That we belong to one another. So when we say this prayer of loving kindness, this is a radical act. This is a radical act of prayer. It's not just mimsy pimsy. Actually, even one that you might think of, all things bright and beautiful, just think about that. That is also radical. All things bright and beautiful. All creatures great and small. Imagine if we believed it by 10% of our being. Yeah. All things wise and wonderful. It was love that made them all. So when we come to this revolutionary prayer, and there are many versions of it, we can sometimes apply it to ourselves, may I be well and happy, or we can apply it to a person who's causing us great problems, or a person towards whom we have great gratitude. But in this moment, I want you to let your spacious minds expand so that we are holding all beings in our minds. And isn't it an incredible thing that this small head and small brain, so clearly the mind doesn't just limit it to... So may all beings be well. and happy. Now, why do you think that the Buddhists say not just well, meaning well of mind, because the body is fragile, the body is passing, yeah? Well of mind and happy. The happy really matters, because when people are generating at least some sense of enoughness, at least some sense of connection, at least some sense of generosity and well-being, do they want to go around plotting how to hurt other people? I don't think so. So, to a very great extent, our safety depends upon our happiness. Doesn't it? It also helps us not to say violent or disrespectful things to ourselves about ourselves. So it's no small thing. We say happy birthday, don't we? But we don't often greet one another with may you be happy, may you be well, may you live in peace and may you know joy. I know Jeanette is a teacher. Perhaps some of you also work with children. This is a fantastic prayer with children. The children love the idea of praying for absolutely everybody, yeah, all at once, and all the beings that share the planet, no matter how small. And may they be happy. Children understand that immediately. All right, let's say the prayer together. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings everywhere, the strong and the weak, the great and the small, the humble and the powerful, the seen and the unseen, dwelling far off or nearby, born or waiting to be born, may all be filled with lasting joy. Let no one deceive another. Let no one anywhere despise another. Let no one out of anger or resentment create suffering for anyone at all. Just as a mother with her own life protects her child, her only child from harm, so within yourself let love grow. Let this be a boundless love for all creatures. I vow, let my love flow outwards throughout the universe, to its height, depth, and extent. Let this be a limitless love, without hatred or enmity. Then, as I stand or walk, sit or lie down, as long as I am awake, I will strive for this with a one-pointed mind. My life will bring heaven to earth. if you take nothing else from this retreat and you took this prayer, it would be enough. It would really be enough. By the way, a one-pointed mind means a focused mind, knowing that there is a point to a one point, not letting myself be too distracted in generating love. A one-pointed mind, which is a very spacious kind of a mind, one-pointed and spacious, all at the same time. So I'm going to ask you to have a tiny break now, just to move around. Maybe not a cup of tea at this time, but a glass of water and back in 5 minutes or so. And of course, in silence. Would you send me that little tiny teaching that you just recorded?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.